News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Habemus Papam.
American Robert Prevost has been announced as Pope Leo XIV in front of a crowd of tens of thousands in St. Peter's Square. We're going to cross live to the Vatican for the latest on all of that in just a few moments' time. But first, here's what the new Pope had to say last year about Pope Francis's decision to appoint him to a high-profile role in the Vatican.
I know Pope Francis had in mind when he asked me about taking on the role that he has assigned me to. Being in leadership in the church is another formative experience, whether as a religious provincial or prior general, which I, as you heard, did for 12 years as prior general, and then as bishop for about 9 years in Peru. And then he called me, and specifically because he didn't want someone from the Roman Curia to take on this role. He wanted a missionary. He wanted someone from outside. He wanted someone who would come in with a different perspective and assist him in a very specific ministry.
So that was, he is now Pope Leo XIV, but he was at that point Cardinal Robert Prevost speaking there. And Shane, we were discussing this morning here in Marconi Towers, and the way the conclave has captured the world, the way all eyes were on it, waiting for the black smoke, waiting for the white smoke. We describe ourselves as almost, you know, post-religion now, and Catholicism has fallen in popularity,
certainly in the West, not so much in the developed world.
No, absolutely, but in the West and in Ireland, which is what I'm kind of thinking of. We have moved away from it. People talk about taking it out of schools, taking it out of, you know, the state and separating them and all of that. And yet so many people were glued to all of that. What do you reckon it's about?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's... I think you made a point, Ciara, on it, that you think it's the pomp and the ceremony.
The spectacle.
And the spectacle of it.
Maybe.
And it certainly suits social media, doesn't it? Like, it suits that social media era that we live in, the white smoke, the black smoke, that bit of drama and so on. I absolutely agree. I think you're spot on in that. I was kind of surprised. I felt really emotional watching it.
Did you? You were actually moved?
Yeah, I was really moved by it. Now, I'm not quite sure why, because look, I would regard myself as a cultural Catholic rather than a practicing Catholic.
We were raised, you and I are of the same era. We were raised in the church. I'm not religious. I don't attend mass at all or anything like that. I don't have any faith, to be honest. But I have respect for people who do, by the way, completely. I don't say that in a dismissive way. But we were raised with it. Do you think it's just tapped into something latent there?
Yeah, and I suppose it's connected to, you know, my parents or whatever. I remember John Paul II died not long after my mother died, and I remember just feeling really upset when he died. So maybe it's connected to my parents or whatever. But I'm not quite sure what it is. But I did find myself being really, really moved by it.
I wonder, is there a combination of things like that all of us who, you know, we were raised as Catholics, whether we continued along that road or not. So it's in our kind of DNA to some extent. Even those of us who like myself are now atheists are Christian atheists, as in our values come from that kind of...
Yeah, our lapsed Catholics, you know, to use that term.
Or our a la carte ones, as my father would have called people and called me as well at times. So I wonder, is there a latent thing? I also do think it's a bit like something like a royal wedding. No one in Ireland wants to join the Commonwealth, as far as we can tell from our text lines when we talk about it ever. But everyone's glued to royal weddings. I wonder, is it just the hugeness, the global spectacle?
I think there's a bit of that. I think there's a lot of that.
The old world level of ritual.
You know, personally, and I'm only speaking for myself, not speaking for anybody else, obviously, I'd go further. I was kind of proud to be a Catholic, albeit a lapsed Catholic and a cultural Catholic.
Were you?
I was kind of proud to be.
Really, really interesting. Let us know what you think. Did you watch it? Were you waiting for the white smoke? Were you moved like Shane? Or were you just sort of glued to it because of the spectacle? Or did it actually extend as far as feeling part of an international Catholic community? 087-1400-106. Let us know what you think about the Pope and the conclave and all of it this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.